This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking Maple Woods Lager. As we talk about going to Friday night flights in the Ravenswood corridor, we make trips to Peace Chicago for Camel Toe, which is back on tap. And then we talk about some of the breweries we're thinking about hitting up before summer ends. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork knocked out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And summer calls for more lagers.
We've been doing good with these lagers, man.
Yeah, I
like that.
Had to get off the haze train, man. And so here we are again. With some Haze Kings, though. Just like the Crispy Boys.
Yeah, the Haze Kings taking a break. We got right. Tiger Mountain, Hell's Lager from, who is this?
Maplewood. Yeah.
Man. They did their pancake social this weekend.
I know. I went
with the carafe with the what was it? Barrel aged syrup.
Right. I did not go on Sunday to get these cans, but I rode some scooters over there on Saturday.
Oh, really?
And picked up.
You're getting after it with these scooters, man. I like that.
Yeah, we took the scooters from my place to Star Lounge all the way.
Dark Matter.
Yeah. Right. All the way to the Maple Room. And then back home. ridiculous price to ride those scooters just to pick up some beer. But this one is well worth it. Tiger Mountain, 4.5%, easy drinking beer.
Yeah, man. I like it. You know, it's the grainy sweet malt aroma. You know, low herbal hops.
Yeah.
You know, all the things.
Oh, I'm digging it. I'm sure we'll have no problem crushing these cans here.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So this week, what'd you get after, Nick?
You know, I broke down and bought some more Phase 3. I hate myself. but we do have like one of each can of the last seven. Now we counted them and there's like 10, I think, total.
Okay.
You know, this might be the same beer 10 times, but we got seven of them. Right. So we're thinking like, man, it'd be a good opportunity to just drink them all because the latest one was April.
Okay.
So... The oldest one's April, sorry.
But they're haze, right? So are they? That first one could be trash.
So this will end up being like for science, really, right? Like it's not like a real tasting where like we're gonna like, you know, like a proper tasting. But right. I do want to try them all.
Okay.
You know, just back to back.
So. That'd be fun to try. Yeah.
So we should do that, man. We should make that a thing.
All right. And so you can buy? Can you buy individual cans, or you have to get four packs?
No, you got to get four packs. So.
Okay.
Drink three, put one on ice, man.
Okay.
You know, did that. So only missing the first. They're only missing the first four.
Okay.
Yeah. So no orange chantilly.
Okay.
And no low ceilings.
All right. Yeah. I feel like the orange one is the only one I like know the name of. I've like heard.
Yeah. So, oh, but you know what, man? It was a light week, man. I went to the, I went to the Beer Temple. Hung out for a bit. Nothing to report
I've
there.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah. It's right down the street. Brad refuses to go. The closest closest bar to him refuses to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, Friday, I went over to Friday Night Flights.
Right on.
Up in the Avondale, or no. Yeah, the corridor there.
This is a guild event?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the flights things happen around the city. Isn't it? Aren't they once a month? They kind of showcase some different breweries.
Right on.
This one I went to last year.
Yeah.
And hit it up again.
Yeah, you've been twice to this thing. I don't think I've been yet.
This is the only one I've gone to.
Oh, like, in that neighborhood like that?
The only Friday Night Flights.
You've been I feel like you've been before.
No, I've been to that one last year.
Okay. All right.
Hit it up with some friends, Sergio, who is wandering around behind us here taking photos.
Shout out to Sergio. You know, drank a little too much at the last photo shoot at Spifel and Half Acre.
Yeah.
Sergio, of course, has done some work with Virtue Cider, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Grit and Grain series, that was pretty good. Yeah, that like six-piece documentary with Goose, Honey Money, Good Beer Hunting, Sergio collab. Yeah.
Nice.
So, right on.
But this Friday Night Flights was a little more tame than last year. Last year, Rom was there. So I think it got...
Fucking Rom.
I think it got hyped up a little bit that he was going to be there. They sold a lot of tickets last year. And it was packed and they ran out of beer.
Rom had his own podcast, right, when he was a mayor. He showed his ass up at FOBAB and fucked up the award ceremony by like an hour. We were an hour off pace because they had these security, like we were coming into like... It was like airport security, essentially, going into FOBAB. And everything delayed an hour off because Rom was there. Yeah, not the biggest Rom fan. And he's got that one... It's ironic that he's always flipping people off because his middle finger's like half gone.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, that's what they say. Fucking Rom.
But he was not there this time.
Sorry.
And they did not run out of beer, at least from my standpoint. I might have left before they ran out of beer. But a couple people that weren't there last time. I don't think Urban Renewal was there last year. And that organic brewery.
Le Gros. I like their stuff. They were on the there's a Lincoln Avenue stroll that the Lincoln Avenue Chamber of Commerce puts on.
Okay.
And they were at the Heritage Bike Shop, was the Le Gros stop.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I didn't understand how they were. We should probably go up there. I don't understand how they are organic. Like, it implies that everyone else is not. Like, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we're organic, so, and everyone else isn't.
Yeah, they're organic.
So everyone else is using like pesticides and GMOs or
stuff that
they're not.
Right.
Everybody else is doing. Oh, that's weird. All right, but yeah.
That's how that works. So, right. I don't know. So they were there. Also, Dry Hop was there. I don't know if they were there last year, but I don't know. They're getting lumped into the Avondale neighborhood of breweries now.
Hmm.
But yeah, but. You know, folks like Alarmist was also there. So, like, Alarmist on the, like, far end and Dry Hop on the other side. It's like, that's a pretty wide net to cast.
Right?
For, like, that neighborhood flights.
Yeah. That's funny now that you say that. Yeah, because I didn't realize it was.
Because Twisted Hippo was there. Saw our buddy, blanking on his name.
You're talking about the husband-wife duo at Twisted Hippo?
Yeah, husband was
there. Yeah, man. Mary Lee and Carl Rutherford.
Yeah.
The Rutherfords.
Yeah, so he was there, said hi to him. He told us again we got to stop by.
What the fuck, man? What are we doing?
Yeah. I know.
We got to go to Argus. We got to go to Twisted Hippo.
Yeah, so I talked to Carl for a minute, talked to James.
I like Carl.
Talked to the Gulster.
Talked to Gary.
Yeah, who said he was drinking a Beguile... What's the Picnic Island? Is there cream ale?
Yeah.
He said it's the second best cream ale after New Glarus.
Man, that's high praise.
Yeah. After Spotted Cow, Picnic Island.
Man, I'm telling you. Who was it? It was one of the Goose dudes, man. He was like, I don't care if you tell people this. I kind of like Beguile's barrel-aged barley wine more than I like ours.
Whoa.
Yeah. Guile, man.
I know.
They're such a weird spot, man. And they're in all the they exclusive beer in all the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So it was perfect weather, good spot. And then speaking of Beguile, you know, his brother, Two Towns guy, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, is Towns that what's Slider going on?
Is his brother.
Okay.
We picked up some of the Two Towns hard seltzer.
I didn't know that. Wait, they're doing hard seltzer?
Yeah. So remember.
Like the White Claw shit? Like that?
Like the White Claw and that. We had that sake one.
We had a sake one that was actually quite tasty.
Right. So they have some hard seltzer called Seek Out, which I'll bring and we'll do on like a review. It's good.
For some reason, man, I spent a lot of time in the pool this weekend. I had some Natter Days and I had a White Claw.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't mad at either one, man.
Right.
I wasn't mad at either one.
Natter Days, White Claw or any of those, like, I don't know. They kind of...
The White Claw, you can have more than one of. You drink two Natter Days and you start feeling gross. You do a Natter Days in a shot, and that's great, but then that's it. Mm-hmm. You can have just one or two, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Seek Outs are like 5%, so they're pretty hefty.
Huh.
But anyway, that's from Two Towns. That's not Chicago.
Yeah, I remember they were, who was it? Beguile, they were going to do a cidery.
Yeah.
And call it Broken Nose. I remember that was like the working title. So I didn't know, like, because you've got the Two Towns hat, I think, right?
No, I have a...
Are they in Naperville?
No, that's Fools.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. I thought it was them. But no. I didn't know that their cidery was online. It just wasn't called Broken Nose. I didn't know that.
Two Towns, no. It's his brother. He started it in Portland, in Oregon.
Mm.
So he's had that cidery, I think, either around the time Beguile started or right before Beguile started. I don't know the history of either, but I'm sure, like, they're probably like, why should I start a cidery? Your cidery's doing great. We'll just make sure we get it here.
Makes sense. So,
but, yeah.
I'm going to try this IPA.
Thanks for coming for some Goose Island IPA staple. So I did that. And then Saturday, Camel Toe is on tap at Peace Chicago.
I feel like we spoke this into existence.
Right.
You know,
you were talking to...
Yeah, I was talking to him that one night. We mentioned on the show a few times, you know.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, because, you know, he likes, you know, he's like, what are you drinking? He's drinking like gin or tequila, right? He's offering you
Jonathan
a
shot. Jonathan
Cutler. Jonathan Cutler, the brewmaster at Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're like, dude, we haven't seen Camel Toe. He's like, oh, man, we haven't made that beer in like 2 years.
It probably got in his head, and you're like, so I should make that beer. And it's on.
Oh, man. I tried to go to Peace because I heard you went. Wicker Park Fest, man, they jammed me. So I went all the way over there, and we couldn't get in. I'm like, dude, I'm not waiting. So
you should go before Camel Toe.
You know, park the car.
Goes. Just go in. I did a sample because they had a Helles on called Darling.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Perfect for, like, that Saturday, super hot day.
Yeah.
And I was like, just give me a 5 ounce of Camel Toe. I have to get it. But I don't need a pint or a 16 ounce of Camel Toe.
That was the first beer I fell hard for. Egyptian Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Egyptian Pale Ale, Camel Toe, that's the first beer at Peace I really fell hard for.
I kind of, not having it after so long, I expected it to be like too sweet or be like, like you want that memory you had when you had it the one time.
Even though you're not the same at all, yeah. Right?
It delivered.
Oh.
I could probably drink 3 of them and, you know, it would have been a good time. that was about it for my drinking adventures then.
Okay.
I don't think I hit up anything else. I did go to, we were talking about Flo and Santos.
Oh, damn.
I went there.
That's funny.
Got in my consciousness. We're talking about pizza place down on the south side, Roosevelt and Wabash.
Yeah, so that was one of our misses was the South Loop Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cider one?
Yeah, that was down there. That's where we were talking about it.
The Brewfest Partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was over there, but then didn't go to the fest.
I won't be having 3 of these Goose Island IPAs, man.
No?
I will not.
Well,
yeah.
Not feeling it?
It's pissing me off, yeah.
Wow, damn, why?
Man, I was having so much fun with this Maplewood beer, man. And then this, like, you know, I don't know, man. It it delivers on that English IPA vibe, you know, the first sip. But then when you're done having that sip, there's just like the odd medicinal thing going on.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, cloying hot taste at the end. Like, usually a lot of Goose Island beers end very clean. Something about that IPA isn't working.
It's not inviting. Yeah. Mm.
Damn. All right. Well, that was all I did. You did nothing. You slacked off. Usually it's me.
Usually it's you. Yeah. I think I did a lot of drinking on the street.
Okay.
Wishing I was at breweries, but it was too many people. And, you know, I'm not waiting in line. So I'm like, fuck it. Yeah.
Oh.
Slow week, man.
Any standouts? Best thing you drank then?
Man, you know.
On the street?
The best thing I drank on the street this week. You know what's really good, man? Is that Drago. Drago came in. Drago is the barrel-aged style from Wild Onion, right? It took a bronze at Fobab, but they came out with mixed 4-packs this year. I think there was like a cinnamon s'mores and, you know, a coffee, right? And nice. Oh, but the coconut vanilla Drago. Sneaky good. 4-pack, 12-ounce cans, $25. But I dare say worth it. I dare I say underrated. And that is the best thing I had this week.
Okay.
Went to go visit my mom. I'm like, yeah, probably drank three of the four.
Like, I see my mom. Yeah. The barrel ages.
I'm like, Ma, come on. I'm not 9 years old. Can you calm down? You know? I love my mom.
I would say the best thing I had was camel toe.
Yeah.
And can't say otherwise. Like, that was just so good. You got to go. Yeah. Go. Get. It could be 2 years before it's back.
It might be another 2 years, yeah.
It's like the beer legend at this point.
I love how you just casually mentioned, like, man, we ain't made that beer in a minute. I'm like, dude, that's the best beer here. That and, well, Moose Knuckle. Moose Knuckle's fine. But, you know, they're Hef. Not their Hef, but they have a Dark and Curvy, mm-hmm. which is a Dunkelweiss. Comes in the big, long, sexy glass, like. That beer's great. I lean on that mm-hmm. when I'm there. So
they had another IPA that I didn't try, but it was on. So they're doing like these one-off IPAs or one-off like pale ales too every now and then. So trying to make sure they don't just be like, hey, we got these five core beers. Come get it.
Yeah, they keep it interesting, man. Yeah, I don't know if anybody will ever top what Jonathan Cutler does at Great American Beer Fest over like a 16-year run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just really impressive stuff.
And you have like a picture of him.
Which is, so we, you know, because Brad's working on the new intro, you know. So there's like a ton of pics with me and Cuddy. Not a ton, maybe like five or six.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool because they're not all in the same year. They're all like year after year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so you almost cool. got a picture with him every year at Bug, right?
There was a strange moment at FOBAB where, you know, he's this big, burly dude, hairy chest, got three buttons open and two medals on his chest. And he's like, just got his arm around me, like, you know, and with the shades on in the plumber's hall before it moved to where it is now. And then after that shot, we're like, man, this shot's wild. After that shot, we just kept taking shots. He's got a bunch of them on his phone. I'm like, I asked him for them, but I'm like, all right. I'm not going to act twice. Like, fuck it.
Right, yeah.
But I kind of want to see them all because it's like, it's been like, what, 10 years? It's been mm-hmm. like a 10-year run of shots. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Cool. All right. What's coming up this week? What's going on? What should people be checking out?
Man, August is here, right?
I've heard of this month. It's right before fall.
Man, fucking Lollapalooza week in the city. That's going to suck. We haven't talked about the Big North, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Big North. And that's not this weekend. That's the 17th. But
mm-hmm. That's also the same day as the Oak Brook Microbrew.
Yeah. That might be the biggest festival day of the year. Well, definitely for us.
We're going to doubleheader it. We're going to ride scooters to Oak Park and ride scooters all the way to the Big North.
Got a double dip. Yeah, man. I don't know if there's a lot going on this week, man. Off Color's got a new beer coming out, Squoke. There's a preview for that.
Mm-hmm. There's an event called Dancing in the Streets.
Is that the thing over by?
On Tour. So it's a district brew yards, or not, brewing districts event. So Saturday and Sunday, you got all your players over there from On Tour, everybody at district brew yards, Goose Island. Finch might even been involved. I didn't see him on there, though. Even Forbidden Root.
Finch might even be there.
But I believe it was a $5 or $10 donation. Get in. It's a street festival basically at On Tour or like right over there kind of area. Can't be missed.
That sounds pretty fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to that, but I don't think I made it. I think it's like dog and kid friendly too.
It's almost like mini 312 block party.
Yeah.
Which got announced as well.
Yeah, about time. So September 20th and 21st for Block Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about Big North and Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Yeah.
What else is coming up?
Then there was a Brewfest Partners event up in Munster.
Oh, you know what's happening that looks pretty cool, man, is the Northman. First of all, the Northman has a spot on the river, which I didn't know.
Okay.
Right? But the Northman's actually doing a boat cruise. That caught my attention.
Oh, see, because Brewfest Partners snoozed on it this year.
Dude, the Brewfest Partners Belgium one, I think, was pretty good. So on Friday, August 9th, there's a summer cider cruise. So this is on Chicago's Leading Lady. It's a $69 ticket. You're going to get gourmet sausages and hors d'oeuvres from 7 to 9:30. So this is a Friday night party that cruises the river. And the Northman's bringing like 15 ciders.
Okay.
So that's a good hang. That sounds like a good hang.
Nice. I haven't been to either Northman location. So
I've been
Wait,
on.
Wait, maybe I have. Where's the other one? Where's the original one?
So it's like a block from the Half Acre Lincoln. It's across the street from Bad Apple.
Then I haven't been.
Yeah. That place is cool. That place is sneaky cool. And they do that long pour. It looks like they're pouring out of a clear genie bottle. And
you got to get the
Spanish
cider.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
We're pointing our hands all the way as hard as we can.
I think that's like the bastiche cider pour.
Yeah, I hope they bring some of those funky ciders, because we were talking about the headquarters party, which was cool because they had all the, the ancillary stuff like smashing ciders and, bobbing for ciders. But like Cider Fest, they had those really cool Spanish ciders and French ciders, Italian ciders. Some ciders smell like blue cheese. And you drink it and it's like, oh, shit, it turned into a cider. But it didn't smell like that,
We should get Mike T, who was at Goose, who's at Virtue now, to come on and talk ciders. He would be down for that.
Yeah. The assumption is you go to a cider party and you're just going to drink apple juice for 3 hours, and that's not it at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like IPAs, like wide range of flavors, which is kind of surprising unless you just hang out and drink them all. So.
Cool. All right. So that's all we got, events?
I think that's it, man.
Yeah. All right. What about some news? Anything pop up or... What's going to happen? Nothing?
Nothing's going on in news, man.
Oh, my God.
What kind of fucking show is this, man? There's no events. There's no news.
Get out there in the streets and drink.
What Brad said.
Man. All right. So if you wouldn't make it to any of the fests or events this weekend, what brew pub would you try to go to?
Man, I still haven't been inside of Eris. I went once. I sat on the patio. Yeah, and that place used to be, like we talked about it, used to be like, it was a place of worship. It was like a Masonic temple and then like a Korean church, right?
I think it was a Jewish.
See, it was like a synagogue.
Community center,
right?
Something like that,
yeah. So I kind of want to go to Eris.
Okay.
And where else? I was just thinking about this. But that Whiskey Hill place is open in Riders Park, which I didn't think it would be online this fast.
Wait, the one that
we just talked about last week.
Ragged on?
Yeah.
That they probably hate us
and
they'll never invite us.
Rev hates us, Rev hates us because we don't like Rosa,
That's their problem, not mine.
I would probably go there. I would check out Whiskey Hill. I would check out the inside of Eris.
So the Whiskey Hill is open.
It's online.
And Rogers Park.
In Rogers Park. Now, I'm unclear if it's like if they're brewing there or if it's just like a tap room. Because if you go to Evanston, Midnight Pig, which is a Plainfield brewery, has a tap room, but that's just a converted steakhouse. The steakhouse had the steakhouse is still there, but the steakhouse had an event space, and that event space is now the tap room for this pig joint.
Oh, Midnight Pig.
Midnight Pig.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're not brewing there. It's just a satellite tap.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
All right. I don't know. I'm going to roll up to a spot far north. It has a heart as the logo.
Oh, the Hank.
It starts with an M.
Methuselah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up there.
That's the Hackney's boys, the Hackney's restaurant, that family. That's their brewery.
Hackney's on Printer's Row?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So that place is attached to a Hackney's.
That's where I first met Cider Bob.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the manager there, and Hackney's was one of the only places that had decent beer in the city.
Man.
It was like Sheffield's and Hackney's was like a weird kind of...
Brad's old school, man. He'll throw something out. We were at Half Acre, and he's like, oh, yeah, Bottom Lounge didn't used to be there. Bottom Lounge used to be somewhere else. And I was like, Bottom Lounge used to be somewhere else?
Oh, yeah, before they moved the train.
You forget that Brad is old school, man.
Oh, yeah, I brought Paramount Room because you were trying to remember that.
Yeah, the Paramount Room that sits at Milwaukee and Grand right there, because that's like a new place.
They used to have some pretty solid beers there.
Yeah, that's the Swill Inn now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of those spots that didn't have, nothing had good beer over there, but Paramount Room had a nice beer selection. A lot of North Coast stuff all the time.
Funny.
Hackney's,
Yeah, Hackney's. I might have spent some time at the Hackney's in Printer's Row because hanging out with Bader Brow.
Okay.
Because that was one of the few places that sold the original Bader Brow, so when it rebooted, I'm there hanging out you should try this fucking Bader Brow. Right.
There was a liquor store, I don't know if it's still there, a couple doors down.
Yeah, it's like a bottle shop, wine and beer.
Yeah, and they sold like 5-year-old Bourbon Counties there for like a long time afterwards, and they were like, you know, $5 a bottle,
yeah,
kind of thing. They had no idea. They knew that people wanted this because they had them out, but they didn't really know the worth at the time, and there wasn't like the market,
yeah,
that there is now.
This was back. We're talking about a time when craft beer was pure, man. We're talking long ago.
You
man.
Had to seek it out. You were just like, let's go into this place that has a neon sign. All right.
No proxies, no mules. It was like craft beer was pure, man. And we sound old, man.
So what should I get at this? I already forgot the name.
Oh yeah,
Mustatonic.
No. Methuselah. It's something about Methuselah. Makushla.
Yeah.
Damn, we're you fucking, went up we there. We're fucking this up.
You went up there.
Yeah.
You can take the train. No?
Don't ask me, man. We were driving a lot, man. Okay. Like, everything's like sneaky far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because it wasn't close to Rogers Park, and the next brewery was Unani, but it wasn't really that close. So I just remember a lot of driving that day.
Okay.
Yeah. But they got those string french fries from Hackney's. They walk them right over.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was cool.
All right. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'll report back, see what the beers are looking like right now, next week. Or no, not next week, because next week we're at Sketchbook.
Is that a go?
It's a go. We're at Sketchbook next week.
We're going to see Sean Curry, Teddy, and Punky Brewster?
I don't know if he's going to be there.
Fine. Don't come, Sean Curry.
Caesar.
Oh, the brewmaster.
Yeah.
Right on.
So we're going to chat with them.
He won the Sam Adams long shot competition. Okay.
And so we're going to find out what's up with this new space. What do they need this money for at the Kickstarter?
What are you doing with this? Can me and my band perform and smash guitars and burn them at the end of our set? What's going on here? Will there be a patio? What is the deal?
Right. So, yeah, check out that next week. And that's going to do it for this episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram. We're usually posting a lot of stories and photos there, so check that out. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything's posted there. Take care.
Cheers.